Good morning.
Oh, yeah. I've got another great story. Reggie and her crew at University of Hawaii's theater program have been extremely busy turning out more great short stories. I want to share another one with you today. It was written by Chrissy Leuma, and it's called A Gift from the Heart. There once lived a royal family named King Pita, his wife Queen Peti, and their beautiful daughter Princess Sose. The princess had one close friend from school named Simi, who was the son of the royal chef, and he was always at the palace helping out in the kitchen. Princess Sose spent lots of time with Simi after school. They did homework together, and when there was nothing left to be done in the royal kitchen, Simi would sneak out to play with Princess Sose in the healing garden. Princess Sose's 10th birthday was approaching, and King Pita and Queen Peti were planning a big water slide-themed birthday party for her. Not knowing the plans, Princess Sose had asked Simi to have cake and ice cream with her and her family to celebrate her birthday. However, Simi knew the plans. He knew the surprise. Of course he knew. He was in the royal kitchen all day, and he was there when Queen Peti discussed the menu for the party with his dad, the royal chef. Simi wanted to make something special for Princess Sose's birthday. He knew her favorite animals, her favorite colors, even her favorite foods. Finally, the birthday day arrived. Splish! Splash! Bombs away! Shouted one of the boys as he jumped into the water. These were the sounds of what was happening outside by the royal garden. While Princess Sose was getting ready, the guests were already downstairs enjoying the party. Simi was busy in the kitchen helping his dad with all the food, but he was also starting to worry. Worry that his gift would not make it to Princess Sose before the end of her special day. Princess Sose finally came down to join the fun, and everyone screamed, "Happy birthday, Princess!" The young princess was surprised and smiled with excitement to see everyone there to celebrate her big day. But she didn't see her friend Simi. But she knew exactly where he was, so she walked towards the royal kitchen and saw him helping out. Princess Sose called to Simi, "Hey, there you are! Come, let's go to the water slide!" Surprised to see her, he replied, "Oi! Sorry, Princess, but I've got to help my dad." The princess then asked Simi's dad if he could take time off to enjoy the slide with her. And without hesitation, Simi's dad said, "Of course, Your Highness." There were so many kids and parents, including the royal family, at the party. It was then cake cutting time, and then time to unwrap gifts. Princess Sose was all smiles as she unwrapped each gift, thanking each person. She was most humbled and very grateful as she showed appreciation for all the expensive store-bought gifts she received. As the end of unwrapping gifts was nearing, Simi was starting to feel embarrassed to give his gift because he knew that it was handmade. He walked away to their favorite spot, the healing garden. He'd hidden his gift in the citrus tree. As he walked towards the tree, he heard footsteps behind him. He turned and he saw Princess Sose standing there. "Simi, are you okay?" Simi grabbed his gift and handed it to the princess. "Happy birthday, Princess Sose. I made this for you. I hope you like it." The gift was wrapped in a plain cloth with a rope-like ribbon. Princess Sose opened her gift, and there she saw her favorite animal, the white dove, carved out of beautiful wood. The princess smiled and giggled, and then she hugged Simi, thanking him for the best gift ever. Simi was so relieved that the princess said to him, "Simi, the best gifts are handmade because they're made with love." And boy, did that make him blush. There was a moment of silence, but not for long, as the two of them laughed, and they took off back towards the water slide to join in the fun of the birthday. From that day forward, the princess cherished her gift from her close friend, knowing that they would be lifelong friends. The end.